Good morning to you all. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. A little nippy today, and so we didn't crank the heaters down too much so you'd fall asleep. So we kind of got them in the mid-range so that maybe you can stay awake but also still be relatively warm. But we're glad that you're here today. We thank the Lord for your presence. And in our call to worship today, I wanted to take you to the book of Philemon, where we've been spending time, and we've been looking at the life of the Apostle Paul toward the end of his life. It's going to be just a few months to a year or two before he gives his life for his testimony for Jesus Christ. And we saw that he honors Philemon. We're going to see that this morning, where he talks about what a blessing that Philemon has been. And specifically, he uses this phrase, which thou, verse 5, hearing of thy love and faith, which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus Christ and toward all saints, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Verse 7 goes on to compliment him, for we have great joy and consolation in thy love, because the bowels of the saints, the inward parts of the saints, are refreshed by thee, brethren. Now, one of the things that Paul mentions in this letter, in verse 6 specifically, is the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. I'm overwhelmed by that thought. That Paul is calling upon Philemon to acknowledge, to come to the knowledge of, that's what acknowledge means, to come to the knowledge of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Is that even possible? Is Paul asking him to do something that's totally impossible? I don't think so. I think that we need to grasp and understand that he wanted Philemon to think outside the box of the Roman culture, which did what? It condoned slavery. And here he is, he's going to have a slave that he purchased come back home. And he says, I want you to acknowledge what you have, the good things that you have in Christ Jesus. Who are we slaves to? Before we were saved, we were slaves to sin, the Bible says. We were in bondage to sin. Now think of this picture. The Lord Jesus Christ, through His resurrection power, is able to break the bonds, of sin, and declare us to be sons, moving from slaves to sin to sons of God. This is what Jesus Christ has done for us. Do I hear an amen? Absolutely. Is this an aspect of the good things that He's done for us? Absolutely. And so it's easy to slip into this mode where I'm going to go back to what way things were before. Whenever Onesimus comes, he's going to be my slave again, and things will just pick up. I'll forgive him for what he did. No. Not simply a forgiveness of what he had done by running away, but a recognition of what Christ has done in Philemon's life, and that how that affects another believer that's just come to faith in Jesus Christ, a new believer, that this whole thing impacts him. I need to let Christ's work in my life live in my decisions and in my choices. Could he keep a servant and a slave? Yes, under Roman law. Should he keep him? Paul makes the case, no. He's a brother in Christ. Do the right thing. This is encouraging to me. When we learn to acknowledge what the good things that Jesus Christ has done for us, it changes how we think. It changes how we act. It changes the choices that we make, because now what Christ has done for me affects how I make choices that affect others. This is how the Word of God lives within. It's what it means to be in Christ. So I want to encourage you this morning as we continue our study, that we, and also as we take part of communion today, to rejoice and remember the one in whom we are in. Not just about Jesus, but the one who has taken us in. What does it mean to be in Christ Jesus? There is communion found there. May the Lord work in our hearts today.